Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right. What's up, everybody? And welcome to Studio De Heffrey. Cowboys let Captain Trade Down ride, added Tyler Guyton, and we got an extra third round pick, baby. Let's talk about day one of the Dallas Cowboys draft, shall we? This is brought to you by my friends at BetOnline, your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all these things. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Get on in here, everybody. Get on in here. We will start with what I think was the best part of night one of the NFL draft for the Dallas Cowboys, which is the trade down. I love the trade down. Although, with Terrion Arnold on the board, the Alabama corner, I was on the air on 97.1 during the draft, and I said, if I had to power rank what to do here, number one would be pick Terrion Arnold, a first-round graded corner. Number two would be trade down and then find an offensive lineman after you've added a pick. So, Captain Trade Down got to ride, which we love, because now, sure, you can use a pick tomorrow on a running back because I got an extra one. Now, Tyler Guyton, let's talk about him a little bit. Tyler Guyton was always going to be the Cowboys pick. Because as I was working through tape and looking at offensive linemen and mock drafts, I saw a lot of Tyler Guyton. And then I watched his tape and I was like, yeah, which meant I knew they were going to pick him and he'll be better than I think he'll be because that's the way these things work. I hated the Tyler Smith pick. And he was better as a rookie than I thought he would be. And now he's an incredible guard. This guy doesn't have the luxury of being able to be a guard. He's going to have to be a tackle. I don't love the tape of Tyler Guyton, which brings us to something that we have to understand about how the NFL draft works. The NFL draft is about multiple things. You can have wonderful tape, and we like that. We love wonderful tape. You can also have traits that teams are looking for that can lead to you being a great player, and that's the Tyler Guyton pick. I think there was a tier of five offensive tackles that were clearly the best guys in this class. And I think Amarius Mims is kind of on the door of that. He just only has eight games of tape. And then you came down to the more project guys. And so Guyton, I see a guy on tape that is gigantic, athletic. There's power in him. There's power in his hands. But I think there's a level of project to this. And I see a guy that, well, I mean, he's played offensive line for 2 years. Basketball background, kind of a move tight end at TCU before playing offensive line for literally 2 years. And to the Tyler Smith was a project. I agree that Tyler Smith was a project too. And Tyler Guyton was he my next offensive tackle? I think he was my next offensive tackle. So it's hard to say that I hate this pick because I'm also a preacher of positional value. And if you're going to swing, swing at a premium position. So late in the first round, after having added a third round pick to pick a toolsy left tackle prospect, it's hard for me to hate it. But he is the guy in this draft class that I was kind of the most nervous they would pick him. Because I worry about him as an NFL rookie. I worry about him as an NFL rookie. Who is the center going to be? They'll find their center tomorrow. And I think that's okay. The things that I wanted them to do at 24 was either pick the Alabama corner, trade down, or take Graham Barton. And that's the thing about the draft is even with myself, I go back and forth about what I want him to do, right? I wanted him to pick Zach Frazier or Jackson Powers Johnson with the 29th pick, which And I wanted them to do that for tape purposes. I felt better about those players as NFL rookies. It's also a less valuable position. That is easier to find later than left tackle. And so that's the NFL draft, is what do you want to do? Do you want to take your chance on a premium position with more of a bust potential that also has more scarcity later to try to find that guy? Or do you want to take a guy that you feel more comfortable with, but that is a less valuable piece? And that's the draft. So the pick makes me a little nervous. The trade down I feel great about. It's an early third round pick is what you got to make that move. Boy, it would have been nice to add Terrion Arnold to this team. But I don't know if they were even going to be able to make that pick because they had too many needs. They're going to find a center tomorrow. And I can give you names. I mean, top of my head, keep in mind that centers don't come off the board historically all that quickly. If you call Graham Barton a center, there was one taken in the first round. On average, there's one taken in the first round about every other year. And there are still three guys, if I count. I think most people don't count the UConn guy as a center, but I'll play him at center. He's a guard at UConn. I'll play him at center, and I think he's an NFL starter tomorrow. Jackson Powers Johnson's an NFL starter. Zach Frazier is an NFL starter. Then you get the Wisconsin and the Georgia guy that maybe those are NFL starters as a rookie. You can find centers. That's probably part of the reason they went the route that they went. I do think that there's a level of developmental player to what they picked in the first round. There's definitely an element of development that is going to absolutely be part of this. There will be hiccups. He's a guy that has the athletic ability to stay in front of whoever, but it's just not consistently put together on tape to have all of your body parts matched up. And at times in pass protection looks like, does he just not have the foot quickness? And the answer is probably you're dealing with a guy who's played offensive line for literally 2 years. So I don't love the pick. I am okay with the pick because the positional value says it's worth it. So I understand the pick. I love the trade down part of it. I love that they're going to have an extra third round pick. That's great. Because now you can go into tomorrow, and I just gave you some names. What is the name? Haynes of the UConn guard? Because I'll call him a center too. I'll pick him. No problem. I'll play him at center. So I think there's at least 1, 2, 3, and as many as 5 or 6 starting centers still available in the draft. And you just don't feel that same way about tackle, and that's part of this thing. So we'll have 56, 73, and 90 whatever tomorrow. Is Sim Richards started? Hell, Sim Richards might be the best left tackle. We'll see. We'll see. I hated Tyler Smith. I hated the Tyler Smith pick. Now, he ended up playing a different position that he's kicking ass at because they are accentuating the parts of his game that he absolutely had. Power. And so we'll see. We'll see. Tyler Guyton is a starting left tackle in the NFL this August, September. It makes me a little nervous. I love that they added the pick. And not like, I knew they wanted to get their fourth round pick back. To get an early third is great. Because now what does that change? It changes everything for tomorrow. What they were going to do is take an offensive lineman with their first pick. And then based on their visits, maybe in the second and third round, it was going to be a linebacker and a running back. And now you can do all those things and grab a center. Now, we also need to acknowledge that you're being optimistic to think that you're going to pick 4 players in the first 2 days and they're all going to like start and be successful NFL players. That's being real optimistic. Remember, they had 0 out of last year's draft. So we're throwing our darts and we're seeing what we got, right? We're throwing our darts. The player makes me a little nervous. The prospect makes me a little bit nervous. And we'll see.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am used to when I identify a guy that I'm worried that the Cowboys might pick, that I'm like, I don't think I would. They pick him, and then it's good. I didn't like Parsons. I thought they drafted an off-the-ball linebacker. I didn't love the Parsons pick, so I was like, really, an off-the-ball linebacker? Turns out he's an incredible pass rusher. I didn't like the Tyler Smith pick because I was like, ooh, I don't know. A little too grabby, not technically sound. Left tackle, that's going to be dangerous. He ends up at guard, and he kicks ass. This one, I just need him to be ready faster than I think he'll be ready. That's all. But what you have to work with is really nice. You have a really big man that is really athletic, long, strong enough. It's a lot to work with. But I do think that there is some project there. So you did like 9 straight hours on air today and came straight home and go live? Yes. Yes, I did, Rex. How is Sky Moore? Yeah. Or Darius Washington, too. Well, if you want to line up misses, I got misses for you. Is Sweat realistic in the third? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think there's people who have worries about Sweat. Yeah, I think that's definitely realistic at third, in the third. And so I think you get ready to go tomorrow and you see how these chips fall when it comes to guys like Zach Frazier. I'll keep throwing in the name Jackson Powers Johnson. I know there's been a lot of stuff around the Cowboys where some beat writers are like, yeah, they're absolutely interested, and some are like, they're not interested. Whatever. But I think both of those guys, if you get to 56 and either Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier is available, you pick them, no problem. And then at 73, maybe my running back, maybe Trey Benson. Now, 56 is alive for a linebacker too. None of them went, which I kind of expected. None of them went. But that means that, I'll give you my names in order, but that means that at linebacker, now, whether you like Junior Colson at Michigan, who's very traditional off-ball, whether you like Edgerrin Cooper, who is a little more, I would say, less technically, schematically sound all the time, but more in terms of length, bring some pass rusher to the table, or Peyton Wilson, NC State. Like, there's a bunch of linebackers. They're going to pick a linebacker somewhere. But there's names that are worthy of 56 at linebacker. There's names that are worthy of 56 at running back. Jonathan Brooks is definitely in play at 56. So, yeah, we're looking at centers. We're looking at running backs. We're looking at linebackers. I hope they're open to other things, too. If the right wide receiver is available, if A.D. Mitchell is at 56, Texas wide receiver, if we can set all this stuff up tomorrow, you know, this is just night one recap. We can set all this stuff up tomorrow. But yeah, the trade down was great. Oh, it was great. I love it. I have t-shirts that say Captain Trade Down on them. Guyton looks so mid on film. I didn't like his film. I don't like his film. I didn't like Tyler Smith's film. I'm good at being wrong. So yeah, I didn't love Tyler Guyton's film. Like, the notes are basically NFL teams are going to really like this because he is really big and he is quite athletic for that size. And that's a really nice starting point for what you're looking for. Why would Bobby Belt say he wonders if he's even going to start next year? Because I do think there's an element. I didn't know that he said that, but I do think there's an element of, there's definitely an element of development to this. And I don't know. What does a Sim Richards look like? I don't know. They're taking a swing on a guy that has the traits of a starting NFL left tackle. I don't think he has the film of a starting NFL left tackle. He's been playing offensive line for literally 2 years. 14 career starts and none at left tackle. No, he has one career start at left tackle, 14 at right, 15 career starts for Guyton. Now, Oklahoma also had a left-handed quarterback, so Guyton was protecting his blind side. But yeah, he's a really big dude with really nimble feet, natural bend. Like, it's a good starting point. And so we'll see. I hope they didn't miss on the first rounder 2 years in a row. The trade down makes the pick at least okay. You can take a swing. You can take a swing on those tools when you tell me that you also added a third round pick to do it. Oh, I would have liked if they had just taken the corner. But I don't think they felt like they could. I don't think they felt like they could take a corner. Because they had too many needs elsewhere, and that sucks. I would have been cool with Graham Barton at 24. I think he would have been the pick at 29 if they didn't lose him during the trade down. He's a right tackle. Well, I mean, the Cowboys right tackle has struggles too, so... Running back tomorrow, a must. It's not a must. You can always sign Zeke after the draft. That's why they met with Zeke and his agent was, hey, if we don't end up taking a running back, we'll call you, basically, is what that was. And then we'll see. They don't have to take a running back. They want to and they plan to, I think. They need a lot of stuff. Think he'll replace Steele eventually since he's a right tackle. Hey, and maybe that's what they're doing. But no. I heard just a few minutes of the press conference before I came in, and they were talking about moving to the left side. They think they picked their left tackle. That's what they think they did. And now we got three picks tomorrow. We love three picks on day two. I love day two. Day two is my jam in the NFL draft. I love day two. And you know, at some point, I'm going to fall in love with the receiver and try to get him to do that. Go get me A.D. Mitchell. Go get me Ladd McConkey. Let's go. You're still light on DT. They're still light on a lot of things. They've only picked one player. Yeah, they're light on running back. They're light on center. They're light on defensive tackle. They're light on linebacker. They're light on corner. They're light on receiver. They're light on a lot of things. This roster went from good and pretty deep to top-heavy good. But not deep at all. And it happened in a hurry. Cooper would be a solid pick, but he won't be there at 56. He might. Off-ball linebackers don't fly off the board, and there's a chance that at least two linebackers go before him. A chance. Junior Colson could go before him. NC State. Peyton Wilson could go before him. Some people might like Trevin Wallace more than him. I don't. But it's possible. I hope they pick Trey Benson over Brooks. I like Trey Benson. I like Trey Benson a lot. Jermaine Burton at 73. That's the fun of that extra pick, baby. If they think that somebody already on their roster could be their starting center, we might be able to have even more fun. We might be able to pick us a wide receiver. And they could use one of those too. You better believe it. Last year of Brandon Cooks. Tolbert hasn't shown you that he can be a starting NFL receiver. I still need a receiver. I need a receiver, I need a running back, I need a corner, I need D-tackle help, I need linebacker help, I need a center, I need all sorts of things. And I got three picks to play with. That'll be fun. We're going to have a good time. Is Jalen Wright at 73 a good value? I think Jalen Wright at 73 is fine. I think it's the ballpark. Yeah, I think he's a third-round guy. Big play running back. Yeah, I think he's fun. West Virginia or Hoffman at center, I'll be fine. Yeah, I'd love Zach Frazier tomorrow. I think that'd be good. So this draft will be determined by a couple of different things, obviously. It'll be determined by, are they right about Tyler Guyton? And what do you do with your extra pick? Who'd you like more, Guyton or Tyler Smith 2 years ago? I think I had them both as second round guys. So it's also kind of nitpicking. Like, I can say I don't trust him and all that, but like, I'm talking about the difference of 29. There's probably 5 to 10 players I would have taken over Tyler Guyton. And Tyler Smith, same thing. There was probably 5 to 10 guys I would have taken where they took him. Can we get Frazier realistically? Yeah, sure. Yeah. You could have just one center go before him tomorrow. Yeah. Guyton actually loving football is a plus. I mean, he sounds like he loves the Cowboys. I've heard some stuff about motivation and grind, but you never know. I'm not going to pretend I know. But anyway, I just wanted to swing through and make sure I said hello to you guys and hopped on my channel as opposed to my employer's after giving them a nice little 5-hour show. I just want to say hi to you guys. Guyton, I'm a little wary. I'm a little wary of playing that dude as an NFL rookie. I get it. The tools that he has, I get it. And it makes the pick okay that they did it after a trade down. The trade down's great. Love the trade down. So let's go picking tomorrow. How about that? Do me a favor, hit the thumbs up button, subscribe, all that stuff. I'm Jeff. Nice to meet you. I like to talk about the Cowboys, the draft, all sorts of other stuff. Remember that you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.